Good evening, and welcome to our Sunday night Bible study tonight. I want to welcome everybody that came out tonight to study the Bible. Tonight we're going to talk about six encouragements when God feels distant. All of us sometimes get in that position. We feel God is distant. We feel like God is not close to us. And that's why we're going to bring this message tonight. I'm going to give you six encouragements when God feels distance from you. Because of our positioning and our spiritual state, God does not always feel as close as we desire. The subjective distance is caused by neglect or the existence of sin in our lives. The believer, however, should always desire and strive to be continually in close communion with the Lord. This closeness gives us comfort in times of stress, protection when we are attacked by Satan, and clarity in seasons of confusion. Our access to the throne of heaven was made possible by Jesus Christ when he died on the cross, who eliminated the sin barrier, our enmity between man and God. He is more than just our mode of communications, as we often casually consider our relationship. The Holy Spirit gives us direction and what our desires of prayer need to be. The desire for His will to be accomplished is the sole mindset for our petitions. Asaph in Psalm 77 provides an insightful guide for us in praying for a greater closeness to our Heavenly Father. He was amid some sort of tribulation and cried unto God with his voice, and he gave him ear unto him. He was restless and sought him in despair. He understood it was only the closeness of the Lord's presence that could bring solace and refuge. Open your Bibles tonight to Psalms chapter 77, and let's read verses 1 through 20. The Bible says, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God, and I was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and with my spirit made diligent search. While will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? In his mercy, clean gone forever, doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the days, the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all the work and talk of all thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that does wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine own arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out the sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters. Thy footsteps are not known. Thou leadest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the time we have together tonight. We ask you, Lord, that you'll bless this study as we study these six encouragements that we can have to when we feel that you're distant, when you're so far from us, to hear our prayers. And Lord, we know there are many people today that are Christians that feel God is distant from them. Maybe it's a sin they've committed. Maybe there's something in their life that has happened that they feel God is distant. And I pray, God, this message will help those that feel God is distant tonight. For it's in your name we ask it all. Amen. Here are six things to lift up when God feels far away. The power, first of all, the power to remember. The greatest and most impactful means of recognizing the power of the Lord is by the remembrance of what He has done in the past. Myself have went through wrecks. I've went through my wife passing away. I've went through all kind of trouble and strife. Yet God has brought me through all of it. And I am stronger because of all those times. Asaph was so distressed that he could not speak, but considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. In this season of infirmity, he was dedicated to remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Similarly, Joshua, in his farewell address to God's people and the passing of the torch to the next generation, proclaimed the importance of remembering God's faithfulness. The people were eyewitnesses to the great deliverance and sustainment of God. It was important for the future generations to have courage from this testimony. In the time of trouble, Asaph was comforted by these memories. It is important for the believer today to recollect the great deliverance and sustaining mercy and grace following salvation and the ever presence of the Holy Spirit. In seasons of distress, even more of a conscious effort should be made to proclaim His past works. Paul rebuked the church of Galatia by writing this, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel." Our remembrance is a source of comfort as well. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, "By which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." Thus our prayers should be beaconed for these memories of His faithfulness to be etched into our spiritual recollection. Listen, my friend, if you'll remember what God has done in the past in your life, how He's brought you through trouble, how He's brought you through misery, how He's brought you through sickness, how He's brought you through all of these things, that will help you deal with feeling God is distant. Remember the old days. Remember what God has done. Remember the past and what He has brought you through in the past. Secondly, present yourself in the sanctuary. Asaph recognized that not only the presence of the Lord was unmistakably in his house, but Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. He knew that the Lord and thy way was in the place of worship. During many sessions in our life, religious business allows us to take for granted the corporate assembling and worship in God's house. The presence of the Holy Spirit allows us to commune with the Lord anywhere, but in times of distress, it is in the sanctuary where we often most easily value the holiness of our Lord. Spurgeon, in his commentary of Psalms, wrote this: He would be wise must worship. He would be wise must worship. That's a good quote from Spurgeon. Listen, if you feel alone, if you feel all alone, if you feel God is distant, get into the house of God. Get it where you can get around other Christians to give you comfort. Get around other Christians that can lift you up. Get around other Christians that know what you're going through, because maybe they're going through the same thing. Listen, the pure in heart shall see God, and pure worship is the way to the philosophy of providence. Indeed, we can clearly see the ways of the Lord when we come to worship in spirit and in truth. Our prayer is one desires for a clear mind free of the world's distractions. While present in the sanctuary, listening to the singing of the songs of Zion, and preaching from the Word of God, we can find comfort in God's Word. So always present yourself in the sanctuary when you're feeling that God is distant. Go to church. Find you a church where you can find comfort. Go to church. Find you a church where you know that people are going to help you through your trouble. Now, thirdly, power in the past. The psalmist declared, Thou art the God that does wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Oh, what strength we have in our Savior. In Him is contained the power to change the heart of the stone-cold sinner. Unlike manpower, the force of Jesus Christ is marked and reflected by awesome mercy and gentleness. In Psalm 78, Asaph described that the Lord, but He, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned He His anger away and did not stir up all of His wrath. For He remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away and cometh not again. Most importantly, His strength in forgiveness was predicated on the fact that He remembered that they were but flesh. God has not changed. He still comprehends our difficulties in temptation. God still knows that we're weak. God still knows that we need help. God still knows that we feel lonely sometimes. So anytime you're feeling like that you are distant from God, power in the past will help you. Our prayer for when we feel distant from the Heavenly Father is for a restoration of that same joy of salvation and close communion that with God that we previously experienced when we first give our heart to Christ. You remember what you felt like when you first gave your heart to Christ? You felt that arms of love all around you. You felt the closeness of God. You felt like He was right there with you when you first gave your heart to Christ. Remember that past feeling. Remember that past closeness you felt with God. It's always good to remember that God will never leave you and never forsake you. God is always with you. God will not leave you alone to suffer alone. Now, fourthly, redemption. The constant thankful reminder of our deliverance and redemption through Jesus Christ should be included in all of our prayers. But for our deliverance by Him, we would not have access or any connection to the heavenly throne, as the enmity or barrier would still be in place. Thus, any subjective sense of barrier causing an impediment of communication or sense of distance from our Lord is due to our own actions and neglect. The face of our Lord has not moved, nor has the enmity of sin been put back into place. In verse 15, Asaph remembered that the Lord is with thine arm, redeem thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. Notice what Asaph said. With God's mighty arm, he redeemed the people. So remember your redemption. Remember who you are. Remember you're a child of God. Remember that God has promised you that He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Remember who you are in the sight of God. If He sought us through the Holy Spirit, bought us by His shed blood, and delivered us from the dominion of sin, our Savior is not going to abandon or neglect us in the times that we need Him the most. In Acts chapter 17, we have the assurance that He made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bonds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. Notice what Paul said, that God is near if we just seek the Lord. If we seek Him, we might happily find Him and feel His presence. And listen, He's not far from us. He's right with us. He's closer than a brother. Jesus said, I'll stick closer than a brother to you. I'll be with you through the indwelling Holy Spirit. I'll give you that Holy Spirit. I'll give you that peace, that comfort in your life that you'll need to go through life with. So when you're feeling that you don't have God close to you, my friend, remember your redemption. Remember how you felt when you were first saved. Remember how you felt when you give your heart Christ the first time. Remember how you felt so close to God. Now, fifthly, elimination of fear. That's another thing that we need to realize. Fear brings an inevitable feeling of abandonment and loneliness. Through the recognition of the power of God, we acknowledge that the natural forces are fearful of His might. Asaph noted this. He said, the waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. Here we have confidence that God has power over the existence of the elements of trouble as well as the severity contained therein. Most of our fears revolve around things that are not under our control. Death is at the forefront of this fear for many in our society. Jesus Christ, however, conquered death and is the power upon the believer by His resurrection. The world is unable to give us long-standing peace in these circumstances. Jesus, in John 14:27, tells us that the peace He gives is not like the artificial temporary peace offered from the world. The psalmist in chapter 94, knew he could reach out to the Lord. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Listen to what David said. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight in my soul. Listen, we have nothing to fear as Christians. We don't have to fear the world. We don't have to fear our government. We don't have to fear anything in this world. Especially, we don't have to fear death. What did Jesus promise? Jesus said, though he die, yet shall he live again. We have the promise of eternal life. Once we pass from this life, we have the promise that we will be resurrected someday in the future. So we don't even have to fear death. Anything that you fear, it brings a feeling of abandonment and aloneness. So don't fear anything. Remember that God controls everything. Remember, He is in full control of everything. And even though it may seem that the world is falling apart, God still has you in His hands. He still knows where you're at. He still feels you as you serve Him. He still is with you every step of the way. Now listen, my friend. This, my friend, is something that's very important. And I want you to remember this. The Holy Spirit that lives inside of you is there. Why is He put there? For comfort. He is put there for comfort and to show you that God is near. To make you realize that God is right with you. And if we'll remember what He is and who He is, we'll remember that He has control of everything. We have no reason to fear anyone. We have no reason to fear even death. Because when we die, we shall live again. Listen, my friend. Sixthly, and the last point I want to make tonight, if you're feeling distant from God, remember, Jesus is the shepherd. Sometimes, when we feel distant from the Lord, it is due to our own self-navigating on course control through seemingly well-trodden or natural paths. Asaph remembered how the Lord led thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Such is the case in our own lives when we see the hand of the providence of the Lord throughout our lives. John Hopper wrote, "It is often the briar that catches the simple sheep without the diligent shepherd." He then explained that God, in His gentleness, is careful of His entanglement and briared sheep. So is God of His afflicted faithful. An important aspect of prayer is for us to be willing servants guided by our shepherds. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 gives us this reminder. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Listen, my friend, I want you to remember these six things. I'm going to go over them very quickly again, but I want you to be sure and write them down because I want you to remember them, because you may not have felt distance from God in your own personal life, but I can assure you there's going to come a time when you will. There's going to come a time when you're going to feel God is distant. He's not answering your prayers. You don't feel He is as close as He used to be. Always remember, the power, God has given you the power to remember His past works. That's first. Power to remember. God has given us all a power to remember what He's done in the past. Listen, All of us can remember how God has worked things out in our past. All of us can remember what God has done. Asaph remembered, consider thy days of old, the years of ancient times. Joshua remembered when God's people and the passing of the torch to the next generation, he proclaimed the importance of remembering God's faithfulness. Even Jesus left us a command when he left to spread the gospel, and he told us, I will be with you. God has never left us. God wants us to remember from our past. Secondly, be present in the sanctuary. Where else can you find love, acceptance, and comfort except in the house of God? Go to the sanctuary. Find you a church that you can find comfort in, that you know people love you and people are going to embrace you and help you get through this loneliness. Power in the past. Remember what the psalmist said. Thou art the God that does wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Remember what Asaph said. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they are but flesh, a wind that passes away and cometh not again. Listen, God remembers our past. He remembers what we were. The Bible says God remembers our frame. He realizes that we're made from dust. So remember the past. Remember your redemption. That's important. Remember when you got saved. Remember how you felt when you got saved. That is a good thing to remember when you feel God is distant. Remember how you felt that presence of God. Remember how you felt that closeness of God when you first got saved. Remember that. Eliminate all the fear in your life. Eliminate all of the fear in your life. You have nothing to fear if you're a child of God. You have nothing to worry about if you're a child of God. Many of us, our worry causes us to feel abandoned or lonely. Don't let fear take hold of your life. Don't fear what's happening in the world. God's going to take care of us. The Bible says God's never left his children begging bread. God is always going to provide. The Bible says God shall supply all of our need through Christ Jesus. God is going to take care of us, so you have nothing to fear. And sixthly and finally, remember who your shepherd is. Your shepherd will never leave you. Jesus is the great shepherd. Jesus is the one that takes care of us. Asaph remembered how the Lord led the people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron, but we have something better. We have the Holy Spirit that leads us. The Holy Spirit encourages us that Christ is our shepherd. He will never leave us, and he'll never forsake us. And finally, I want you to remember what I read last in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Because this will help you in every way if you're feeling lonely. Trust in the Lord. That's key. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. How many of us do that? How many of us trust the Lord with every decision, every place we go? Do we trust the Lord fully? Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and he shall direct thy paths. Listen, my friend, I want you to take these encouragements when you feel distance from God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to come to bring your word tonight. We thank you for those that came out tonight to hear your word. And we pray, God, for those that could not come. We ask you, Lord, that you'll bless this message. Lord, that you would take it and use it in any way you see fit to comfort the people here when they feel distant, to comfort them when they feel that you're not close to them. And Lord, help us to be a witness for you. Help us to be a church that witnesses for you and gets out in the world and spreads the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's in Christ's name we ask it all. Amen.